All right, it is 9:57 a.m. on Sunday, April 17th. Yesterday morning, I saw Scream 4, which is a movie I was looking forward to. Not like a whole lot, but I was curious because I was a huge fan of the original Scream and also of Scream 2, but was really let down by Scream 3. So I wanted to see Scream 4. I wanted Scream 4 to be good, but I didn't get my hopes up because Scream 3 let me down so much. And because of some certain other factors involved in the making of the film. Right off the bat, I can say that Scream 4 is a significantly better film than Scream 3 was. It is not quite as good, I would say, as Scream 2. It's a few notches below that. The movie is a little uneven, so there's moments of it that work quite well, that really feel like Scream, and then there's other moments that feel either off, you know, like they're like you kind of see what they're going for, but it feels like they're screwing it up. But I can go through it like real quick. I would say the movie starts off weak because it opens with a gag that doesn't really work. It's like a super double triple postmodern fake out thing that doesn't really work until you get into like the third level of this, you know, meta universe gag. And so for the first, like, 5 minutes of the movie, you're not really enjoying it. That's a problem. Then the movie starts to get a little better after the first kill and the title and everything like that. The movie starts to get a little better. You start meeting up with Sydney again, meeting up with Dewey and Gale and familiar faces and meeting some of the new people. And most of the new people are pretty interesting, particularly Hayden Panettiere's character. Was quite interesting, and Hayden Panettiere is very good in this movie. I was, having only seen her on Heroes, and then in, like, Remember the Titans and stuff like that, I was surprised by how good she is in the film, and she pulls off the dialogue in a way that a lot of people kind of stumble over. It was, but anyways, the movie kind of picks up steam, and there's, you know, like, a lot of characters, and there's a lot of interesting, funny character moments. However, after the first second major kill, I feel like the movie really starts to lose its way, because at the beginning we're getting all these interesting character scenes because it's basically giving us one really interesting scene for each character, and that's it. Because the rest of the movie they are rushing from kill scene to kill scene to kill scene, and one of the problems I feel is that not only are the characters a little underdeveloped, and it really starts to show in the third act, when everything comes together and you realize, man, some of these characters I haven't seen on screen in, like, about 30 minutes. That's a long time for characters to just not be around, especially when the movie only takes place in, like, a couple of days, you know? So it's sort of like, where the hell has that guy been? Like, why isn't that character in the background of every scene that this character's in, you know? But so the characters feel underdeveloped. You don't really get to know them, so their deaths aren't as meaningful. But also, the bigger problem I would say is that the kill scenes are less interesting and less entertaining than any of the ones in pretty much any of the previous ones. I would say this is more entertaining than Scream 3, because I felt basically when I saw Scream 3, I spent the entire movie going like everything they're doing is wrong. They're doing everything wrong. This movie comes much closer, but the biggest thing is that Ghostface, the killer, on the phone, doesn't really toy with his victims that much, and that's kind of what the whole Scream franchise is he talks to him on the phone for like 5 minutes, fucking with their heads, and then he attacks them. But here, he talks to him on the phone for like maybe a few seconds, and he only always says those like, what's your favorite scary movie? I'm gonna kill you. That's basically all he says. He's always had that gallows humor and everything like that. The character of Ghostface is really missing, and it makes it so you're not as excited about who the killer's gonna be. And I would say that at the end, where the movie falters, is that the reveal of who the killer is underwhelming. But I'm coming up on 5 minutes, so I guess that's all I can say. But it's definitely better than the third one, so if you're curious about it, definitely check it out.